My Nose Turns Red is a unique performing arts organization that brings the art of the clown and the circus to younger generations by providing training and performing opportunities for children and youth in Greater Cincinnati. And here to tell us more about their upcoming youth circus extravaganza, their year-round training programs, and also their summer circus camps is co-founder and director of My Nose Turns Red, Steve Bronker. Steve, welcome back to Around Cincinnati.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, it's been a couple of years since I've seen you.
It's been a couple of years, yes.
And I'm just so thrilled that you guys are still going strong.
We're still going strong, and actually classes are booming.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, and camps are booming, so.
But this Saturday and Sunday, March 29th and 30th, is your Youth Circus Extravaganza, which is your big event, culmination, I think, of the training and the work that the kids have been doing all year. So I want to know all about that, for one. But let's begin. Tell me, how old are your circus students?
They range from our campers. We have camps in the summer for 4 to 6 years old, and then from 6 on up, the teens, upper teens, so we are a youth circus. And then our main after-school program is usually first grade on up. Now, at the extravaganza, they will see kids, first graders, and they also see our core group, which is our advanced group, and they are ages 9 on up.
How many will be performing in the extravaganza?
We will have approximately 50 children.
Okay, now let's get to the good stuff. I want to know about a unihoop and German wheels and rolling globes and rolla bolas and Chinese yo-yos. Tell us what the circus is about, what it looks like and what people are going to experience.
Well, they will see all those things. Unihoop is a piece. It's a group. And we will have, there's 10 kids on unicycles and 6 kids hula hooping at the same time. And they have a piece integrated. We took that piece to Chicago early January for the Contemporary Circus Festival. And it was all adults performing in that. But they had a Sunday, had a showcase of youth circuses from around the country performed. And we took our unicyclists and our hoopers up there for that. Those group, they've been doing extra performances, extra rehearsals, and we want to take them out for extra performances like that is demonstration piece that we've been working on. So they'll perform. They'll be one of the highlights of the show. And we also will have gym wheel or German wheel. It looks like a hamster wheel that people roll and spin in them. They're very popular in circuses. They started in Germany in the 1920s by a crazy railroad worker who invented them as playground equipment. And so it's a sport in many, many places. There's a man in Chicago, Wolfgang Bienzel, who trains people for a sport. And we have one of our students, Tony Nelson, was on the U.S. junior team and competed against teenagers from around the world in gym wheel this summer.
There's a lot of other things that I think people think about. Are some of the kids performing as clowns?
Many are. That's my background, is clowns. So there'll be several clown pieces interspersed throughout the show.
So the kids have learned to juggle.
Some people, it took me 6 weeks to learn, and most people learn a little bit in an hour or two.
So how long is the extravaganza?
The extravaganza will be 2 hours with an intermission.
And I think I failed to mention that it'll be at the Jarson Kaplan Theater, which is the intimate 400-plus seat theater in the Aronoff Center for the Arts.
Yes, that's correct.
That'll be a really nice, intimate space to see this.
It's beautiful. Yeah, it's a really good fit for us, yes.
There has got to be some important skills that aren't the obvious ones, say the physical skills, that come into play. And I'm sure you wouldn't be doing this for as long as you have if there wasn't some real advantages for young people in participating in circus skill learning. What are some of those takeaways that kids benefit from?
Besides the skills, there's teamwork and self-esteem. And one of the moms, her son's graduating. We're going to lose him. He's going away to college. And he started 3 feet ago. He's 6'3", and his mom says the best thing is the leadership abilities, because he coaches, and he's actually going to be directing the wheel piece this year. And we pay them in the summer to teach at camps. So,
let's talk a little bit about that. So it's an 11-week summer camp.
Summer camps, camps for 4 to 7-year-olds, and then 7 on up, and then the big highlight of the summer. So we have a 2-week camp, beginners and intermediate. We have guest teachers there, and we do more of the more difficult equipment. Like we do unicycle there. Unicycle is the hardest thing we do. It's really hard to even think about doing it at a 1-week camp.
Where do they take place?
The camps are all over the place. We're in several locations. We'll be at Oxford Community Arts Center. We'll be at 2 camps at the Clifton Cultural Arts Center. We'll be doing 2 weeks at Green Acres. And then we'll be doing several weeks at Character Building, which is a new facility at the old Schroeder High School in Kennedy Heights. It's being rehabbed, so it's kind of a little bit of a work site. That's where our two-week intensive will be there.
And then throughout the school year, you have after-school programs.
Yes. Oh, I should also mention we'll have one camp in Northern Kentucky at Barringer Crawford, too. Yes, that's what I do most of the time. I teach after school during the year. I teach at Seven Hills, Hyde Park Elementary. I teach at Fairview Elementary. And I've been doing a short program at Mapledale. And on Tuesday nights, I teach my favorite classes. I teach at Catholic Children's Home. I've been doing that for like 11 years now.
You mentioned that your background was as a clown.
Yes.
How did you think to start a company? And you have been around for quite a while now. My nose turns red.
Yes. We started in Lexington in the early 80s. We moved to Cincinnati in 1982. We became officially incorporated in 1984. And our direction was to do clown theater, not makeup, but very much more like the clowning that was on when I grew up was Red Skelton and Charlie Chaplin and Lucille Ball.
And do you think there's been a resurgence of interest?
I think the youth circus movement is really, really growing. There's youth circuses at many places around the country now. And a lot of colleges are starting circus clubs. So youth circuses are really growing. And it combines all the good things about theater, dance, phys ed, team building. It's just everything. It's just great.
This weekend is the extravaganza. I don't want to get off the subject too much because this is an opportunity to see these 50 young people perform the circus skills that they've been perfecting over the last year or more with Nose Turns Red Theater in either probably both the summer camps and the...
Yes, many of them go year-round.
Sounds like you have some pretty committed kids. Once they get started, they're with you for a while.
Yep.
Well, your tickets are very reasonably priced. You have a box office where folks can find out more about the tickets for this weekend's shows. And what time are the two performances on Saturday and Sunday?
The Saturday show is at 7 in the evening, and the Sunday show is at 2 p.m.
Well, two opportunities, folks, to see My Nose Turns Red's 2014 Youth Circus Extravaganza this coming Saturday and Sunday. It's been a pleasure. I've been talking with Steve Ronker. He is the co-founder and director of My Nose Turns Red Theater. And for more information, ticket prices, all that good stuff, please visit our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Robin Carey-Alkire.